A reading from the second letter of St. John. Chosen Lady, I rejoiced greatly to find some of your children walking in the truth, just as we were commanded by the Father. But now, Lady, I ask you, not as though I were writing a new commandment, but the one we have had from the beginning. Let us love one another. For this is love, that we walk according to his commandments. This is the commandment, as you heard from the beginning, in which you should walk. Many deceivers have gone out into the world, those who do not acknowledge Jesus Christ as coming in the flesh. Such is the deceitful one and the Antichrist. Look to yourselves that you do not lose what we worked for, but may receive a full recompense. Anyone who is so progressive as to not remain in the teaching of the Christ does not have God. Whoever remains in the teaching has the Father and the Son. Verbum Domini. Blessed are they who follow the law of the Lord. Blessed are they whose way is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they who observe his decrees, who seek him with all their heart. With all my heart I seek you. Let me not stray from your commands. Within my heart I treasure your promise, that I may not sin against you. Be good to your servant, that I may live and keep your words. Open my eyes, that I may consider the wonders of your law.
Dominus vobiscum. Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundum Lucam.
Gloria tibi, Domine.
Jesus said to his disciples, "As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be in the days of the Son of Man. They were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage up to the day that Noah entered the ark. And the flood came and destroyed them all. Similarly, as it was in the days of Lot, they were eating, drinking, buying, selling, planting, building on the day when Lot left Sodom. Fire and brimstone rained from the sky to destroy them all. So it will be on the day the Son of Man is revealed. On that day, someone who is on the housetop and whose belongings are in the house must not go down to get them. And likewise, one in the field must not return to what was left behind. Remember the wife of Lot, Whoever seeks to preserve his life will lose it, but whoever loses it will save it. I tell you, on that night, there will be two people in one bed. One will be taken, the other left. And there will be two women grinding meal together. One will be taken, the other left. They said to him in reply, "Where, Lord?" He said to them, "Where the body is, there also the vultures will gather." Verbum Domini.
The second and third letters of St. John feature in the lectionary only today and tomorrow, the fifth, or the Friday and Saturday, of the 32nd week of ordinary time in year two. So year one and year two, that there's a two-year weekday cycle, and it, with the exception of Advent, following the year before, being in the year after, so it's an odd year, 2024, so it was year two. And even years, odd years, I said it wrong. Even year 2024, year two, odd year 2025 will be year one again. So the first reading, the psalm and the Alleluia, are almost always the same. Almost always change from year one to year two. I'll get it right one of these days. So although these two readings from just an excerpt from second letter of John and the third letter of John can easily be missed, their content highlights key aspects of the gospel, according to John, and they manifest the lived experience of the love which Jesus commanded us to have. So in these two letters, John is markedly affectionate, is very affectionate to Electa and Gaius, whom he loves in the truth, just as he loves all in whom the truth abides. So I'll go back to the Gospels, and a number of parables, of parallels can be drawn, but from John 14, 15 to 17, Jesus says, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, for he dwells in you and will be with you." Now our Lord, who several verses earlier asserted, "I am the way and the truth and the life, no one comes to the Father but by me," reminds us to walk, to live in the mode of his commandments. And he has given us a new commandment, to love as I have loved you, not as me, Father Pascal, but as Jesus has loved you, we are to love, to lay down our life for our friends. And Jesus, to be Jesus' friend is to love as he loves. In the passage from John 14 I just quoted, our Lord seems to predicate the giving of the counselor, the Spirit of truth, which the world cannot receive, upon keeping his commandments. It is this Holy Spirit who helps us to make the connection between truth and love. In the Holy Trinity, there's no difference between truth and love. They are fully in act, and they're undistinguishable. But for us, and certainly for the world, there is all too often a divide between truth and love. Many arguments, even Christian arguments, leave out one or the other, which leave us with neither. We neither have truth or love in the wake when we divide them. Because of this, in the second letter of John, he insists on the need to watch out for deceivers, for the deceitful who teach something or many things that are not true and so are against Christ. Not just the truth, you know, the command of God to believe in his only begotten Son, to believe in the Son, but the many truths about the world, about the human person. They are teaching, so these deceitfuls are teaching beyond what has been taught from the beginning, which puts them out of the bounds of the teaching of Christ. This is what the lectionary uses the word progressive, but that out of bounds or beyond what has been laid down. Using another analogy from the Gospel of John chapter 10, they do not remain in the sheepfold and no longer recognize the voice of the Good Shepherd Christ, as they do not recognize that they have contravened the teaching of Christ and no longer follow him, and so neither do they remain in the Father. So living in the truth, living the truth in love, and loving in the truth are two sides of the same coin. One cannot be had without the other. That we must love according to the truth of who we are and of who the other is. And although the love of Christ at times leads to the cross, at all times it calls us to be generous. And the cross is not burdensome, but with Christ a lifting up of all the aspects of our lives to the Father who loves us, who keep the commandments of Christ. In the first letter of John 5:3, he asserted, "For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome." There are times when in our frailty, we may beg to differ that they are burdensome. But loving in the truth and keeping the commandments of Christ requires a discernment in a constant struggle against deceivers and deceptions. And let us be honest that we often deceive ourselves. We don't have to look outside ourselves for people who will try to convince us not to follow the way of Christ, that in our frailty and our sinfulness. So to entrust ourselves even more to our Lord. Our Lord said at that same moment when Jesus said, "I am the way and the truth and the life," this is the response to Philip, who says, "Lord, show us the Father and this will be enough for us." And he said, "Have I been with you so long and still you do not know me?" We stand before our Lord in the Holy Eucharist, and our Lord says this to me, that this is the way of Christ, the way of thankful humility. So the reward for loving in the truth, staying in the truth of Christ, and the love of Christ, the reward is beyond imagination. By loving in the truth, we remain in the teachings of Christ and have God. We belong to God as his dear children and have the Father and the Son dwelling within us, allowing us to walk as Christ did and to have also the Spirit of truth, the love of God, the Holy Spirit dwelling within us. And we will know the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit in loving truth. Our hearts and our minds will be united in ourselves and in Christ. We won't be divided in ourselves. Therefore, let us love one another and walk according to the commandments of Christ.